Hello.
Yep, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. You can start.
Hello, .NET.com 2018, 2019. This is Saurabh Chaudhary from Bangladesh. Today, my topic is overview on Apriori machine learning. Actually, Apriori is a machine learning algorithm that create association rules from the item set. So before going our main topic, we need to cover a small idea about what is artificial intelligence, what is machine learning, what is deep learning. So what is artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence is a technique which allow computers to mimic human intelligence, including use of logic, decision trees, and machine learning, including deep learning. So what is machine learning? Machine learning is a part of an artificial intelligence, which is a subset of artificial intelligence where statistical methods are used to help a system improve a task with training and experience. This category includes deep learning. So what is deep learning? Deep learning is a subset of machine learning where a system can train itself to perform tasks, including a language image analysis by using multilayered neural networks. So we see that deep learning is a part of machine learning, and machine learning is also a part of artificial intelligence. So here today our main topic is machine learning. We are talking about Apriori algorithm, which is a machine learning algorithm. So what is Apriori algorithm? Apriori algorithm is an unsupervised machine learning algorithm that generates association rules from the given data. Association rule implies that if an item A occurs, then item B also occurs. With a certain probability, most of the association rules generated are in the if-then format. So here we see that there is a word which is unsupervised. What is unsupervised? Unsupervised means unlabeled data. When any machine learning model learned from unlabeled data, this we called unsupervised machine learning, unsupervised learning. So going to our next slide. For example, if people buy a Surface Book, then they also buy a Surface bookcase to protect it. For the algorithm to derive such conclusions, it first observes the number of people who brought an iPad case while purchasing a Surface Book. This way, a ratio is derived out of the 100 people who purchased a Surface Book. 85 people also purchased a Surface bookcase. Next slide. So there are some three key concepts of Apriori algorithm, which is frequent item set, Apriori property, and joint operation. What is frequent item set? Frequent item set is a set of item which has minimum support. What is Apriori property? Apriori property is a subset of infrequent item set, which is must be frequent. Join operation to find join operation means when one or two item set create a new item set. So this is we called join operation. Suppose to find LK, K is a set of candidate, K item set is generated by joining LK minus 1 with itself. Applications of Apriori algorithm. So market basket analysis is the one of the most common applications of Apriori algorithm. Many e-commerce giants use Apriori to draw data insights on which products are likely to be purchased together and which are most responsive to promotion. For example, a retailer might use Apriori to predict people who buy sugar and flour are likely to. So in your picture, we see that when we search e-commerce site for buying a Microsoft Surface Pro, so we see that there are other similar products like that. So in this picture, we see that system show other similar Microsoft Surface Pro or Surface Book or something like that. So this is called, this is here actually Apriori algorithm works. Here, Apriori algorithm create this item set and show the customer this product. So another application of Apriori algorithm is detecting adverse drug reactions. Apriori algorithm is used for association analysis on healthcare data, like the drugs taken by patients, characteristics of each patient, adverse ill effects, patient experience. initial diagnoses, etc. These analyses produces association rules that help identify the combination of patient characteristics and medications that lead to adverse side effect of the drugs. So actually here, APRI algorithm create rules for the patients, create rules from the drugs which is used by patients. What is a side effect of these drugs? How actually works for the patient of these drugs? So here actually APRI algorithm work. So now we are diving into how actually APRI algorithm work, how it's work. So before starting that, we need to know that what is input and what is output in APRI algorithm. In the APRI algorithm, input is a transaction database and a minimum support threshold set by the users. And what is output? Output is a frequent data set. So actually here, input is transaction database and output is frequent data set. So in our first step, we see a table where there are four transactions and item set are pasta, lemon, bread, and orange. So we see that each transaction have a the different item set. We see that in transaction one, there are four item set. In transaction two, there are two item set. Three have three item set and four have four item set. So in our item set, we see that for pasta, our support is four. For lemon, it is three. For bread, it is one. For orange, it is three. And for cake, it is two. But here our minimum support is two. So in this step, we need to find the item set which is below our minimum support. So here we see that bread is our bread item set as minimum support is lower than our minimum support. Our minimum support is two, and here bread bread support is one. So we need to cut down this item set and create a new table. So here we see that for our new item set, we got pasta, lemon, orange, and cake. And each item set support value is equal to or greater than our minimum support. In this step, we see that each item set, in this step, APRI algorithm will find a frequent item set containing two items. To do that, the APRI algorithm combines each frequent item set of size one, each single item, actually, to obtain a set of candidate item set of size two, containing two items. So here we see that from size one item set two, we are creating size two item set. From size two item set, there we see that there are six item sets. In our next step, we see that we need to find that is there any infrequent item set or not. So we see that there is no infrequent item set. So what is infrequent item set? I told you, in my previous slide. So actually, infrequent item set is the those item set which have a infrequent subset. So there is no infrequent subset of this item set. So there are no infrequent item set. In my step five, we see that we again need to calculate which item set support value is less than our minimum support. So here we see that lemon and cake is lemon and cake because each support value is less than our minimum support, which is one. So we need to cut down this lemon and cake and create a new item set table. So here we see that we got pasta lemon where support value is three, pasta orange where support value is three, also pasta cake is four, is two, sorry, lemon orange is two, and orange cake it is two. So here we are creating support value. We are taking those support value which minimum which is equal to or greater than our minimum support. In step eight, we need to find also again is there any infrequent subset or not? So here we see that now, in this time, we got two infrequent subsets. So which is pasta lemon cake and lemon orange cake. Because here lemon and cake are infrequent. So we need to again cut this item set and create a new item set table. So from here, we got two item set, which is pasta lemon orange and pasta orange cake. So in this step, we again scan the database to calculate the exact support of the candidate item set of size 3 to check if they are really frequent. So we see that our both item set support value is equal to our minimum support, which is 2. So there is no problem. In this step, we again see that is there any infrequent subset or not? So here we see that there are no infrequent subset because there are no item set which is infrequent. So we are taking two of these item set. So now in this size three item set, we are creating now size 4 item set, which is pasta, lemon, orange, and cake. Now we see that algorithm eliminates item set of size 4 having a size subset of size 3 because that is infrequent, because we see that there is a lemon and cake. So we know that a lemon and cake is infrequent subset, so we need to cut down this item set. So now we got that there are 11 item set. This is our main final item set result. So here we see that for pasta, our support value is 4. For lemon, it is 3. For orange, it's 3. For cake, it is 2. Pasta and lemon, and pasta and orange, both are 3. Pasta and cake, lemon, orange, orange cake, pasta, lemon, orange, and pasta, orange cake, they are also 2. So here we see that each item set support value is equal to or greater than our minimum support. So there is no problem. So this is our final item set. So what is the advantages of apronym algorithm? So actually it is easy to implement and can be parallelized easily. A priori implementation make use of large item set properties. So we see that when we are using a priori algorithm in e-commerce site or something like that, we can easily implement it, and it can be parallelized easily rather than other machine learning algorithm. And it is perfect for the association rule-based machine learning model. Now we see a simple applications based on this a priori algorithm. So here we see that this is our applications. This is our main algorithm. So if we run our applications, we see that. So we see that there is a 4 box, which is one for transaction frequent item set, another one is frequent item sets, and last one is confidence. So here we see that there is a option for our minimum confidence. So here we select our minimum confidence is 2. Here we select our minimum confidence 60%. And also we are selecting our minimum confidence 2, Minimum support is 2. Oh, it's a connection problem. So here we are load our transaction data set. So we see that our transaction data is show in the transaction box. We just pass the lemon crate and pass the lemon, pass the orange cake and pass the lemon orange cake. So now we see that if we change our minimum confidence into 61% and our minimum support, we change our minimum support is 2. So now we are find our frequent items, which is pasta, lemon, orange and cake, and each item set value is item set support value is equal to or greater than our minimum support, which is see before in our slide. And now we see that we check our confidence. So this is our main association rules for this item set transaction. So here we see that in confidence section, each item set confidence function is greater than equal to 60%. So if we change our confidence value, which is 46%, so if we again check our confidence, so here we see that there are many other more confidence association rules item set. So which is pass the orange cake, which is 50, minimum confidence is 50%. So this is our application. So in our whole session, we learned that what is actually a FDD algorithm, how actually it works, which kind of platform is perfect for FDD algorithm. We see that most of the cases are e-commerce sites for creating association rules, which is perfect for this algorithm. So this is our main session. Hello.
Sorry, Sir Rob, we were trying to figure out the sound thing. Could you minimize that window for me, please?
Yeah,
so
sure.
We don't get the inception. Can everybody hear me okay out there?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody on the chat, do you guys hear the echo anymore? Yep, we still got echo. All right, sweet. Echo all the things. Golness, thank you for the resounding yes. Oh, sounds great. No echo? No echo. Sweet. Thank you. I thought there was an echo. Perfect. Thank you so much, Sarab. I don't think we got any questions. So yeah, I mean, the epic win here, I'm going to switch this over here to the Q&A so we both see each other. The epic win of the day is that we don't have an echo. And we can chat with you without deafening everybody. So Rob, thank you so much. Now, you're a college student right now, right?
Yes. Right now, I'm working as a Microsoft student partner.
Awesome. So what are you doing as part of being a Microsoft student partner? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We are conducting workshop about Azure or creating also arrange workshop for Microsoft Imaging Cup, how a student use their implement their ideas by using Azure in Imaging Gap.
That's awesome. I was going to say I loved was that you were using the Azure Labs to bring up your development and do everything there. That was great.
Thanks.
And the reason why I'm saying that is like, you know, guys, we have a student here doing a presentation remotely all the way from India, right? You're doing all this for us. And so we want you, the community, to share this kind of content with us. Right? Yeah, we have the little hiccups with the sound and whatnot and people coming in and out. But you know what? This is what makes the community fun, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you so much, Sarah, for taking the time to share your knowledge with us. What we're going to do here is we're going to wrap up so we can kind of be caught up in time. And so everybody out there watching the stream, we're going to switch to our slate and we're going to get things going. All right. So Sarah, thank you so much. It was a great presentation. And we'll be back here in about 5 minutes or so. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks.